We are middle of a Vayvarech David.
We're up to the second pasuk
of
L'cho Hashem, to you Hashem, Hagdula is the Gdula, which we already explained as Chesed. V'Hagvura is the might. V'Tiferes is splendor. V'Hanetzach means to miratzeach, like to win over the enemies. V'Hoid and the glory. Ki kol b'Hashamayim of Aretz, because all in the Shemayim and the Aretz. So some learn Kikol Hashemayim of Aretz means everything that is in the Shemayim of Aretz is the Chol Hashem Amlacha. You, to you Hashem, is the rulership and Misnasik, and to be above Lechol L'Roish. So this L'Roish means either Hashem is Misnasik on top of them, or Rashi in Divrei Yavam says that it means another pshat, that whatever we said, we could still go back to the beginning, and it's not like we've done anything, but after everything, we haven't scratched the surface yet, and there's no much more. And this is a pasuk that we'll see in a minute, has in it Groisa Madregas. And I write this Hashem, in Shacham of Hashem, and still we say in it that everything we have hasn't scratched the surface yet. Now before we get to the greatest side of this pasuk, we say Hagdula without a vav. The Rekech explains the reason is because the Gedula is not fully shown in this world, and therefore the Gedula doesn't have a vav. The Hagvura, the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'atiferes, and the splendor of HaNetzach, v'ahoyid ki kol b'Hashamayim v'aretz. So either it means because everything that's in the Shemayim v'aretz, that Hashem is the ruler over them, or ki kol b'Hashamayim v'aretz refers to the Hashem that everything is the Shemayim v'aretz. Either it's ki kol asher b'Hashamayim v'aretz, or the title of ki is asher kol b'Hashamayim v'aretz. Those are two pshatim in the Mefarshim. And Shemayim v'aretz refers to the opposite extremes. The Beis David, the Nachas David explains that Shemayim refers to the opposite, and Aretz refers to the opposite ends of the Bria, the Seichel and the Gashmias. From end to end of the world, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of, in charge of. L'cho Hashem Amlacha, to you Hashem is the Mamlacha. That's one shot. And the lifting up. Others say L'cho Hashem means everything is yours. Hamamlacha, not that Hashem is the Melech. But similar to what we said beforehand, that Hashem gives all the Gedula and Gevura, so too the Mamlacha Misnase also comes from Hashem. Those are the two pshatim. Does it mean Hashem has Mamlacha? He's the real Melech? Or does it mean that even the Mamlacha that Pasuk V'dam has is from Hashem? The Hamasnase means anything that's uplifted comes from Hashem. But the Yechitzchak explains even more. That a regular person needs to be uplifted by others to be high. Like a Sheikh and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He doesn't need the Askam of the Taishan and Medina to be a Nasi over them. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a Masnase in his own right, in his own merit. And he doesn't need to come out to others. The Chol. Now the Rosh, we said a second shot from Rashi, that Rashi says that it's going back and saying that everything that we said till here is hasn't scratched the surface yet. And the amount of shvachim they have to do for Hashem. Based on this, the Shalom says and that one should be masik between the word the Chol and the Rosh, talking the Siddur Vilna, it has a sign to stop over there. Now we say Misnase, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch explains Misnase is a lashon of lifting oneself up, like Misasher, he's making himself like he's rich. The Misnase means he's making himself like he's uplifted, because really HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts everybody up. The only thing a person could do is pretend, make it look like he's uplifted, That's the only thing that's in his yichardas and his koyach. Now, what's so unique and so special about Vayivarech David? Mefarshim explain it's in this pasuk and it's based on a gemara that we see in Brachos Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph, that the gemara says a story that Reb Shiloh gave Malkus to this person that was Baal HaMitzris. So the person was also Olchem Bekurtzim and Malkus spoke a shahar to him by the Melech for what he did. And it said that there's a person by Yehudi that's being down without reshuts from the Melech. Because in those days you needed permission from the government to be down. So they sent him to come. And when he came, they asked him, why did you give him Malkus? So he said, because he was a mezana with a chamor. And the reason is, like the Gemara is going to explain later on, Asher Besar, Chamor, and Besarim. That's why it wasn't the Sheker. So they asked him if he has Edim. So he said, yes, and Eliyahu Navi came like a person, and he said, Edus. So they asked him if that's the case, is Mechuyah Miso. So he told him, from the time that we're in Golos, we don't give Misa anymore. But you can do what you want. Now, while they were looking into his din, Reb Shiloh said, this pasuk of Chol Hashem Agdula Va'Agvura. So they asked him, what are you saying? So he said, this is what I'm saying. Baruch Hachmana Diyo Machusa Ba'ara Ke'im Machusa Derekia. Baruch Hashem that made Machusa in the arrow and the ground Ke'im Machusa Derekia. V'yovei Shultano. And he gave us a king, V'rach Medini. The Marsham and the Gemara brings B'Shem the Yavetz, and the reason he said this pasuk is specifically is because this pasuk is the Shira of the Chamor, and this happened to him with the Chamor that he said he was Baal HaChamor, and Eliyahu HaNavi came in the form of a Chamor, and therefore he Davka said this pasuk. So they told him it's Chavav Bayu, the honor of the king, that much, so they gave him a Makal Lirdois, a Kufa, it's a staff to punish people with. And they told him, you have permission to be done. When he was going out, he saw this person. And he told him that Hashem makes Nisim for Shakronim. So he told him back, what do you mean? I'm not a Shakron. Rasha, this is what the Torah says. That they're called a Chamar, they said Hashem Besar Chamarim Besarim. So he saw that he was going to say Lashon Hara, that he called him Chamarim. So he said he's a roidev and he killed him. So he said, since a nes happened through the pasuk of the Chol Hashem Agdula, and Mefarshim explained, because that's where he got the Makal Lirdois from, when he said this pasuk of the Chol Hashem Agdula, therefore he's going to dash in this pasuk. So he dash in the pasuk. The Chubshila dash in the pasuk of Chol Hashem Agdula, this is referring to the Maisa Bereishis. V'cheinu Oimer Oisa G'doylis Adin Cheker. Like Vura, Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shanem Vayayir, you saw Sayyar the Gdur, and you saw the big hand, Asher Asa Hashem in Mitzrayim. Vatiferes. Zu Chamo. Ulevana Shamdu, Lerli Yeshua. This is referring to the Chamo, and Ulevana, it's not for Yeshua. Shanem. The Mashah asks that the Pesukim are not crying in the logical order. The Feed of Joshua's Chazal. Because Gedulah is Maisa Bereishis, Gevur is Yitzias Mitzrayim, fine, those are the first two. V'hanetzach Zuma Palosi Shah Raimi, it's the fall of Raimi. Raimi's going to fall way after Mechamas Nachle Arnoin, Mechamas Sisra, Mechamas Amalek. All these things happen way before that. So if that's what it's referring to, why are the Pesukim out of order? Furthermore, ask the Achreinim that we can find Psukim by Bias HaOilam that say Gvura also. Nazar Amri Gvura. And we find Gdula by Kriyas Yamsuf by Yitzias Mitzrayim Hayat HaGdola. How do we know what's going on what if we could dash them both for each other? Says the Mashal at Teretz, and based on this Teretz and the Ikris of this Teretz grow, the Goyin, the Yavitz, and even the Heidegger, the Shimon Schwab, Shimon Shapingus, and the Bodel Chaim Chaim Varleib, they all explain that Kyodua, there's seven spheres that are in the Olam Hamaisa. There's ten spheres, but seven of them are in the Olam Hamaisa. This pasuk refers to seven of the spheres that are in the Olam Hamaisa. And that's the Chashivas, the Kavod Rosh, why we stand in this pasuk, this part of the capital, because it has in it, it's the one place that has in it the seven spheres. So says the Mashal, that each of these nisim is correlates to a certain sphere, because that's where the ashpa of it, that's where the siyachas to comes from, and that's why it's in the order, because it's in the order of the spheres that they're nishtayach to, and that's the order the Gemara and the Torah, the Navi put it into, and that's how we knew what the darshan of which ones depending on the sphere that they relate to. Now, to explain the basics of these spheres, what they are, how I relate to them, and where they are in the Pesukim, we heard over recently from Rabbi Lipiansky when he was saying a Hesped of Moshe Shapiro, and he said that he was once in the Sukkah, and the father told the son that today is the Shpizin of Yagdiv, which is the Midah of Tiferes. And the son asked him, what is that? He said, I don't know. And he was saying, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, everything wasn't just words, but there was an explanation. It wasn't just saying something without understanding, but there was meaning to the words, there was an understanding. But we have to understand that even when we say the basic understanding and these deep things, there's an understanding, and there's layer upon layer upon layer. Mashal amad adav adayma, that there's a person that had an onion, and the onion had the brown ichi shell on the outside. And when you look at it, some people say, oh, it's repulsive, I don't want to touch it. Forget it, I'm not going to even start up with it. And they'll just leave it alone. Or others say, there's so many peels here. How am I going to get to the core of it? Out of this onion, and they just leave it alone. Others, they can take off the brown peel, they can take off the first layer, and they think that they reached the climax, the max, they reached the center. Then now they have the fruit. Little do they realize there's layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. In the reverse extent, the opposite of the onion, that it gets smaller and smaller inside. The soilus, it's kapadishated tzela, it's the return of mischalkum makamatayimim. It goes bigger and bigger, but it's layer upon layer upon layer. That's why we find in the Kadmainim, when they spoke about these things, as the Yavit says, they're a master as much as possible, quite Hashem has to dover. Because the person shouldn't think that even if he has a little bit of understanding, now he understands the entire concepts. So whatever we say, there's so much more than that. There's deeper and deeper, and a person has to realize that this is just scratching the surface, and there's so much more over here. What appropriate is the Shtaltzu, a marshal, a member of Rabbi Salanter, with a Zod for the Witzel. Rabbi Salanter said that the Chassidim make a mistake and the Litvish make a mistake. The Chassidim make a mistake and the Litvish make a mistake. The Litvish make a mistake that they think that a person doesn't need a rabble. And the Chassidim make a mistake, they have a rabble. They think they have a rabble. Rebitzel used to declare, which is the worst choice? To a person should think that he doesn't need a rabble, or a person should think that somebody is not a rabble, that it's a rabble. Similar concept over here. We have to understand what's worse of a mistake, thinking that a person reached, was aiming at the dvarim, what they really mean, when he has a tiba shabiyam of it, a babua de babua. Kenzan, that's a grosser mistake than not knowing at all what you're talking about. Because at least that person knows that there's a yam behind it, he just doesn't know it. So when we realize and we explain, the base explanation has to go hand in hand with the ideal that there's so much more over here. So the first midah is good. The first one that the sphere is gedula. Gedula is b'mitzvah chesed. We said from the Rishayim, that's the first one in the sphere. It's also chesed because by Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no big and small. There's nothing to compare it to. But it means the midah of chesed. Gevura is the midah of din. Gedula is Avram. Avram, we know, is the midah of chesed. Gevura is din. That's Yitzchak. But tiferes. So what is tiferes? Splendor. What is splendor? Pinkus, Rav Shimon Schwab, they explained based on the Goyim that it's like a painting that an artist made, many different colors, and each color has the exact space that it goes, and none of them overlap into the part that's not theirs at all. But they go exactly where they're supposed to go. That is what's called tiferes. That the different midos flow with each other without anyone overlapping the other one at all, where it's supposed to be. The Mishnah in Amos, the beginning of the second parak, Rabbi Aimer Zeri Derech Yishar Sheyover Loi HaAdam Kol She Tiferes Laisev Tiferes Min HaAdam. This refers to the Derech HaMamutze. He doesn't take any of the midah. It's to the Kitzayni, but it's Tiferes because it has the right mix. The Sefer HaBayer calls Tiferes Shalom because it's a Shleimus. It's complete. The midas are making shalom b'zeh b'zeh, and that's the shleimus adam, as Yerucham explains. And Yaakov is called Ish Emes because it's Ma'amis, the midas. Tiferes is Yaakov because Yaakov was the mix of chesed and din of Avraham and Yitzchak. And out of that mix came Tiferes, Yaakov. V'hanetzach. Netzach is Nitzachim, the overpowering. That refers to Moshe because that comes from the Torah. Moshe was at least in the Marim, Shilisa Shevi. Moshe was Menatzech, the Malachim, the Torah, the Kach that we're Menatzech with. That's V'hanetzach. V'ahoid. Hoid refers to the glory of Aaron, of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Karbonis, the Hoid that they create. Now, that's the first five. The sixth one is not Mefurish in the Psukim. The sixth one is, we know, is Yesod. Yesod is not said specifically in the Pasuk, but it's Merumas 2 in two different points. We say, Ki Kol Bashamayim of Aret. So Ki Kol is the Gematria of Yesod. At the end of the Pasuk, we say, Lechol Leroish. Because that's Yesod also. Because Yesod has in it two fundamentals. It's a Yesod, it's a secret, and therefore we don't say it straight out. It's a site, as the Avid says. It's a hidden. And it's also the Yisoid, the foundation, because the foundation is hidden. It has totality, it has everything in it. That's Yosef, because Yosef was hidden in Mitzrayim, in the Choshech of Mitzrayim, by himself. But Yosef, who are Majber, he's the foundation of everything. And that's the middle of Yisoid, of Yosef. The last one is Memlocha, that's Malchus, that's David, that's Malchus based David. And these are the seven spheres that are mentioned in this pasuk, and that's what gives the kovid to this part of davening, the Maharshim explained. The Rekeach says that the reason we say these over here is because all seven of them relate to the Beis HaMikdash in different aspects. The Beis HaMikdash has covered all of them in it. So when David brings the Nedavah to the Beis HaMikdash, he's sighs saying that everything that he has, the Gedulah, that he's the king, the Gvur, that he's Menatzeach over his enemies, the Teferis, the splendor of his kingdom, V'anetzach, that he overpowered them, V'ahoyd, everything that he had, Kipshudesh HaMikra, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not his, he's being mighty and against Klal Yisrael, that none of it's his. But more than that, he's saying these are all aspects and attributes that relate to the Beis HaMikdash, which comes from these seven spheroids, and it has all of them in it, and this is where they stem from, this is where they come from. And after saying all this, this is good for the place that we say, like Rashi tells us in Divrei Hayamim, L'roish, after all this, no matter how much we said, how great this Inyanim and these Pesukim are, all that goes back to the beginning. We can start again to be Meshavech and Kadosh Baruch, we haven't reached anything yet. Bashamayim of Aretz refers, as we said, to Ruchnius and Gashmius. Shishim Pinkus explains that's the reason why over here in the next pasuk we say Va'oishev Va'akavim Milfanecha, the wealth comes from before you. Va'ata Ma'ishev Va'akol, and you rule over everything. And at that point, there's a minhag from that result to get stalker. Because B'Shamayim of Aretz, as the Rishonim explained, that refers to the connection of Shamayim of Aretz as well. What connects to my Ruchni with Adam my Gashmi? Kesef that one gives to Tztaka, he's giving up from his Gashmias for Ruchnias. That's the thing that makes the connection between the Ruchnias and the Gashmias. And that's why right afterwards we give Tztaka. But the Mepharshim explained that it's more than that. Because David HaMelech is saying that everything is not really from him, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That all the wealth that he got came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person comes to this realization that the money isn't really his, but he's giving Hashem what's really his, that's the point that he's supposed to get stuck, because that's the attitude that we're supposed to get stuck with. That nothing comes from us, but we're just giving back HaKadosh Baruch Hu what's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Can add more to this, that the Rekech says that one could think that he shouldn't give tzedakah. Like the Gemara Bava Basra tells us, the Manisa asked, Tanoi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them poor, obviously he wants them to be poor, so he told the Mashal Ma'adah, how could you go ahead and give the money going against the Ratzon of the Melech? So he told the Mashal Ma'adah of Daima that there was a king that banished his son because he felt he needed to be taught a lesson. And he was wandering without anything, and somebody came along and gave him some food, some clothing, and took care of him. Of course the king's going to be happy with the person that took care of his son in this hard time, this time of need, even though the king was the one that sent him away. Kai saw our bottom of the Malkim, and therefore Hashem wants it, us to give tzedakah. And Hashem makes poor people, so we should have the schusim of supporting them. So says the Rekech, that's what we're saying. That even though the Aishav HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Echo, still we could give tzedakah, because after Aishav HaKadosh Hashem not want him to have it, Hashem would make an ability to have it. But Hashem does want it, and Hashem wants us to give tzedakah, to have tzchusim. Because of Yodcha Kayach HaGvura, of Yodcha Legadu L'chazak HaKadosh, Hashem constantly moves the world. There's ladders, there's cycles. Galgul Shechayz HaBa'adam, when we constantly need tzchusim to retain our Aishav HaKadosh. And therefore, Hashem gives us a way of meriting it. That it's a time for that shirim that they have a place to give tzedakah. That's why Dafka over here we give tzedakah. Now we say Aisha, the wealth that covet. Rashi in the Reyam says covet goes back on Aisha, like the Bnei Lavan said about Yankiv. The Bnei Lavan said about Yankiv Avinu. Umasher Avinu also is called a covet azeh. So David HaMelech was saying, all the Aisha that I got comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ravon says it's two separate things. There's Aisha and Kavod, and the reason is because there's an Aisha of not Kavod. Some people have Panasa, Malvi, Beribis, Kasanam, that the Aisha is not Kavod. So the Melech says, well, Aisha that Kavod, Milifanecho. Why does it say Milifanecho? So says the Rekech, because they're Xeris from in front of Hashem. The Hashem's Geyser, who should have Aisha and who shouldn't. They're not only Hashem's, the money. But it's Milfanecha Nigzar, who should marry and who shouldn't. Now the word V'Aisha is spelled without a Vav. The Rekech explains, it's telling us, how does a person come in Aisha, how does a person come wealthy? Aisha is Aser, to give Maiser. And that's why it's spelled without a Vav. V'Aisha V'Akad Milfanecha, they come from Hashem, Hashem's Geyser, V'Atam Maisha V'Akad, and Hashem rules over everything as we said beforehand. Uviyodcha in the hand of Hashem, Kayach is strength, Ugvura, and might. Uviyodcha in the hand of Hashem, the Galil, the Chazak, the Kol, that Hashem could, in a mere moment, flip the fortunes from the person that was on bottom to on top, and the person that was on top that's on bottom, and therefore we constantly need to come out to the Chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we constantly have to merit that this is where we should be, that we should remain on top. And David is saying this as an akara, as he's giving the Adavis of the Beis HaMikdash, that this is the attitude that we have to give it to with.